I just want it to be known to the listeners that I've been ready to record. We're going to have a tight episode this week because Jessica was 30 minutes late.
It is.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing. Usually when we have a short episode, you're like, we have a short episode this week because Becca's a bitch and she has to go somewhere.
I want it to be known whether our episode is short or not.
I want it to be known that I will pick a time and then you will be 20 minutes late and then I'll be like, I have to go at this time. And you'll be like, okay, we're going to have a short episode because...
Yeah, I guess if that's what you want to do.
Becca hates our listeners.
Idiot. No, so here's what happened. I'm making bolognese sauce for dinner. And
bolognese.
And it's so good, but I decided to double the recipe this time because I wanted lots to freeze
mistake.
For leftovers. No, it's a delicious choice. And so it's simmering, and part of the steps in the recipe I follow, and I assume this is true of all bolognese sauce, is that you have to let the wine and milk evaporate off, simmer it. And so that is taking a very long time because there's twice as much as normal. And so what I've done now, because Becca hates our listeners and can only record for like 35 minutes, is I've set it to simmer. I just, watching your face was the best. That's why I said that. It's simmering very low, and my thought is there's enough liquid in there that it's not going to do anything but be ready once we're done recording. So
great.
It's figured out, okay? It's fine.
Okay.
Becca's all like, I'm gonna get my degree, and I'm like, that's very classist of you.
Some people don't even have one degree.
Yeah.
You're being greedy.
You're getting another one? I have this conversation with Chris all the time. They've got, I think it's 2 master's degrees and another regular degree, and I'm like, what are you doing? You know, who do you think you are?
Yeah. Who do
you
think you are?
You think you're better than me? And the answer is, yeah, they absolutely are better than me. But I get it. They're way better than you because I'm better than you. You sent that meme to me and said it's Jess.
I don't remember which meme.
It's the one that said from her doctor that says this bitch thinks she's better than you, and she's right.
She's right.
And I'm like, that is absolutely
what's that other
my
one?
Energy.
There's another meme that's from Poorly Drawn Lines that we share in our group chat like once a month, and we're always like, this is Jess, and it's like one bear going like, can we just have a calm, collected conversation? And the other bear goes, fine. And then the other bear goes, okay, first of all, go to hell.
And if the second bear, does the second bear reply, or is that it?
No, that's it.
That's it. That is my energy. Although I do that as a joke. I'm always open to a discussion if you're not an idiot.
First of all, go to hell.
First of all, go to hell. Moving on. But yeah.
Well, we're going to have a short episode today, but then we're going to record 2 backup episodes this weekend so that I can visit with David's family next week and my family the week after that.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great.
That does sound
lots
nice.
Lots of family time.
Because actually next weekend I'm gone the whole time too because it's mine and Chris's anniversary. And so getting these done sooner will be so much better than getting them done later.
Yeah. Yeah. So the next few episodes you'll hear won't be too up to date, but
yeah,
we'll keep them fresh.
Hopefully society doesn't collapse, because then we're going to be publishing these and they're not going to make sense because we won't be talking.
That's going to be so embarrassing.
Yeah. We're going to be like, wow, what a great day to exist within our human society, but then like outside everything's on fire. That's going to be embarrassing.
Yeah. There's a lot of podcasts that I like that used to pre-record stuff like, I don't know, 1.5-2 weeks in advance, and they like stopped doing that in the last few years because like there'd be shit like the insurrection or something, and like the episode that they would post like at the end of January would be like, well, the Capitol got invaded today, and the whole world was like, that was a month ago.
Yeah, stay up to date. I think we initially, when we started this a year ago, we're like, oh, we'll record a week or two out so that we've got some buffer, you know, we'll release them late. But then almost immediately we fell into doing it the Thursday or Friday before, or sometimes even the Saturday, so that one, we were up to date, and two, we didn't have to plan that far ahead.
Yeah, But we're going to record some backup ones now, because for our 1 year anniversary of the podcast, we're going to take a break from the podcast.
Yeah. I keep trying to tell Becca I want to do a live episode, so maybe we'll come back with that in November. It's going to be tricky because I'm going to be taking care of Chris while they have a surgery, and I will probably just pop back over to my apartment to record and like do laundry and stuff, and then take it back over there to edit. But yeah, we'll figure it out. I would love to do a live episode. I think it would be fun to have callers, and maybe they read the posts and then we judge the posts. We'll figure it out. It could be good. But since it's short, I think we hop right in, right? I don't care about your week.
All right. Yeah. We'll talk about our week next episode, which we will record in like a day.
We got
and
weeks
then you'll
out.
Hear about our weeks then. All right. So I picked out a couple posts. This is one that I saw earlier today. I saw the title and I skimmed it and I was like, wow, got to read that one on the podcast. So here we are. I saved it for you all.
Thank you.
It's called "Am I the Asshole for Giving My Daughter's Vegan Friend Meaty Meals During Sleepovers?"
I'm going to say yes.
My daughter? Yeah, probably. My daughter and her friend M are both 12 years old and like to have sleepovers every now and then. M's family maintains a strict vegan diet where she isn't even allowed to drink milk. Her parents are nice people, although a bit on the neurotic side. M is a bright young girl and she's a good friend to my daughter, but I noticed how much smaller and paler she is compared to my daughter. I think it's likely tied to her family's diet. So whenever she is over, I always make a big meaty meal for them. Last weekend, I made some cheeseburgers and steak for them on the grill with a big glass of milk.
First of all, cheeseburgers and steak.
And milk.
What? Do you dip them?
They definitely live in like northern Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you gotta do the old cheeseburger.
We got a big winter coming.
Milk.
Yeah, big winter coming, you gotta have some.
You'll get
beef,
that chill
beef.
Right in your bones, I tell you what.
M absolutely loves it and always politely asks for more, which I happily provide. For snacks, I give them some of my venison jerky. For breakfast, I typically make a big plate of scrambled eggs and bacon, again with a big glass of milk. Despite
them.
Her size, M always wolfs down whatever I make. And I have to say, every time she leaves, it looks like she has a healthy glow to her. I know I probably shouldn't be doing this, but I think M is a bit malnourished. Nothing against vegans or anything. She knows she'll get in big trouble if she tells her folks. I think she fibs a bit to her parents about what she eats. Am I the asshole for letting my daughter's vegan friend eat meat? You wouldn't be the asshole for letting her eat meat, but it's the way that you are like, when she comes over, I make cheeseburgers and steak and milk.
There's not even like, a vegan option.
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to fucking pork her up with beef and more beef and beef juice.
Yeah.
Like,
that's Sally's dream as far as I'm concerned.
That sounds like a disgusting meal. Like,
oh, it does. That's like, how do you feel after eating that? Have a vegetable. Jesus Christ.
It's so rude to like question somebody else's parenting. Like, just because your child eats a vegan diet does not mean they're malnourished. 12-year-old girls have a wide range of body types because the hormones are going crazy, and
what?
Some girls develop and like put on fat, and some girls are really, really skinny, and some girls don't hit puberty and they have like a weird in-between body and whatever. Like, I had a lot of friends who were just like stick skinny until they were like 18. Right? Like, it's this fairly normal. So it's just really strange to be like, I think she's starving, so to fix this, I'm going to feed her beef and other beef and some beef juice, and she has a healthy glow to her.
Mm-hmm. I think they are an asshole, and part of it is the way they talk about it. Like, I feel like they're being very judgy about it.
Right.
And I don't think it would be a problem if the friend was coming over and being like, hey, can I eat a burger? You know,
yeah.
I'm gonna have a salad, but I'd like a burger. Like, you're not even giving them options. Have they said they don't like to be vegan? Because I feel like you're taking away their agency in it, which maybe their parents are too, but like,
that's their parents. Until you're 18, your parents are kind of allowed to take away your agency by virtue of being your parents. So they have a lot of comments, and they're all pretty fucked up. So, like, I think the right solution here would be, like, if the daughter likes meat and she's not allowed to eat it at home, I don't think it would be necessarily the worst thing to be like, we're going to make burgers. If you want one, you can have one. Like, it's okay. And I'm not going to tell your parents. But I will also make, I don't know, asparagus and, like, pasta salad. Like, have some vegan sides,
yeah,
at
like
least.
An option.
It's
maybe,
not
maybe
hard.
Put butter on the asparagus. Okay, fine. But it's not a burger and a steak and milk.
Some of their comments are really funny. Like, here's one. Somebody asked about somebody said, what other parenting choices are you prepared to sabotage? And they said this hypothetical, okay, this must be from a comment thread where they're talking about, like, if your daughter's friend was vegan for religious reasons, would you still, like, violate this? And she said, okay, this hypothetical Jewish or Muslim kid is maintaining kosher/halal with fish. Not sure what you're saying. They said, okay, let's say a Hindu kid who's vegetarian. Would you feed a Hindu kid meat? And they said, no, I'd feed them eggs, milk, and yogurt.
Like, that seems like a bad diet. So I looked at this poster's history. They do, it looks like they might do powerlifting or something.
Okay. My brother does powerlifting, and he still eats vegetables.
But I'm just thinking, like, do they think they need to beef up? They've also asked
bulk
a post in something called No Stupid Questions, where it says, any actual reason not to introduce whales to the Great Lakes? That's an interesting interesting thought. I don't feel like whales live there.
Oh, man, that's funny.
They ask a lot of questions in this. What should my toddler wear in barefoot running? Has anyone found a cheaper barefoot shoe on Amazon?
They also said that in the comments, the poster says that the daughter, they don't know whether or not the daughter's actually forbidden to eat meat at home. Like, they know for a fact that the parents are strict vegetarians, but they don't know for a fact whether or not they've actually forced the kid to be a vegetarian or vegan. So it sounds like the daughter's just coming over and you're judging her and being like, you're too skinny. I'm going to give you cheeseburgers and steak in one meal and a glass of milk. Bulk you right up.
Here's 5,000
like, I think they have
calories.
They have, like, this warped American ideal about what a body is supposed to look like. This, like, Midwest, like, you eat corn and beef and you should look a certain way. And this daughter is, like, she's probably just, like, slim. And, like, it's this
and
weird
fine.
Thing with, like, you like prepubescent girls where there's no right way to look. Like, you're either too skinny or too chunky, and if you're somewhere in the middle, you'll be like sexualized. Like, it fucking
and that's
sucks
on you shouldn't
yeah.
have done that.
Yeah, you
so,
shouldn't have looked that way.
So I'm looking at other posts they've made in other Reddits. They're definitely a gun rights person, because they said, after Pelosi, Schumer, and Biden remove the filibuster and push through their gun control stack, what will be the replacement for the AR-15? Like, let's get ready to have other guns. They also posted something about having an omelet and are vegetarian. Or they were posting in pescatarian. They're very confusing. But I'm pretty
omelets
sure they
are vegetarian.
They're absolutely an asshole.
Omelets are a vegetarian meal.
No, they can't be,
omelets.
But, like, feeding all this meat to a child, but are you vegetarian? Like, I don't understand it. But they are also in keto, they're in pescatarian. Maybe they're just sharing things they do.
Somebody was like, why don't you cook some vegetables and, like, let the child choose if she wants to eat meat or vegetables?
Yes.
And they were like, yeah, I really can't do vegetables. They mess with my digestive system. Which is
regular.
A thing. It is a thing if you have, like, ulcerative colitis. Like, you can't really eat a lot of vegetables because it, like, does inflame your colon if you have that. But, like, that doesn't mean you shouldn't feed your child vegetables. Like, I feel like what's happening is this person's child is going over to her friend's house and being like, please give me some fruit. I haven't had a vitamin in 12 years.
Please.
What is that green food? Oh my god, it's so good.
It's looking at me weird. Yeah,
why is this food so colorful? I eat is beef and corn.
I don't,
and milk.
I don't like this person. Looking at their posters, they're like, just judging on the post, okay, whatever. They are an asshole, but they just seem like a jerk.
Yeah.
I can't eat
should
beans
we,
or
should
soy.
We switch to a...
Wrecks havoc on my digestive system. Never liked them, so never figured out how to cook them. I guess I
also
can just
like...
open a can of baked beans. Ooh.
Also, like, baked beans are, like, filled with sugar and shit. Like, they can't even think of a vegetable that's not already, like, processed to be bad for you. Their go-to is baked beans.
Yeah, is that a vegetable? Did we figure it out?
Also, beans aren't a vegetable. Like, beans are a...
I know, that's her question. I gotta imagine she doesn't know.
Yeah. Try shopping the perimeter of the grocery store next time you go. Don't go into the miles.
Yeah. You know, there's meat on the edges, but guess what? There's fruits. You ever have a strawberry? Strawberries are so fucking good.
Yeah. Have you ever tried fruit?
I like a strawberry with some pineapple and cheese. Like a charcuterie kind of thing, but like just a mix of that. Those flavors are good together. I'm sorry. I also like to have orange juice with pizza sometimes. I don't know why. I think I'm messed up in my head. There's something wrong with
me. You also like to eat food that destroys your insides.
It doesn't destroy my insides because I'm not a child like David.
What?
Remember you said David doesn't eat hot pot because it gives him the poops?
No, I said he wouldn't want to eat hot pot before getting on a plane.
Because it gives him the poops?
The next day, yeah.
Little David
I think
poops.
It gives us all the poops.
I am fine the next day.
We're back. Jessica has actual audio now.
Yeah. So what happened, the first half of the episode was recording through the computer speaker and not the fancy mics we have because I was trying to help David with something earlier, which I will never do again. So just so you've all heard it. Let's see. I'm going to read this one called Am I the Asshole for Encouraging Bullying? I am a high school teacher. So yes, you're an asshole for encouraging bullying. I'm currently teaching a class of 16-year-olds, and this is the class whom this will be concerning. Good. Good you gave us the detail about what you're about to tell us. 2 months ago, I assigned them a group project. I paired up two students, F, female 16, and N, M, 16. They wrote a pretty good report together, but then close to the end of the project, F came to me and said that N had done no work. Now, I know N. He's well-liked, which is relevant, but he's also very hardworking and super dedicated, so I was surprised to hear that he had done this. I asked if she had any proof, and she said she didn't have it compiled, but could get it tomorrow. She comes back and shows me the edit history on her document. I later came to know that she had copied everything and then deleted it so that it looked like she had written all of it. I initially believed her, but then checked when it was all written, which was the night before. I was suspicious and asked if she had anything else. She showed me messages, which were all basically her trying to organize times to work on it, but him rudely shutting her out. I confronted N about it. He was shocked and told me that he had been locked out of the Google Doc 2 days before. He then showed me the real messages, and it was just them talking about the project and both of them coordinating the work. It was pretty obvious what F had done, and I went back and confronted her. I demanded to see the full edit history, and it showed the workload was actually more 70 to 30% with N doing the 70%. I asked her why she had done this. And she told me she thought if he hadn't done any work, she'd get a higher grade. I was pissed because if I had believed her, it's literally a zero grade for N and his average would have been completely wrecked. I took this to the principal when she was giving a 4-day school suspension. I should also add, N wants to go into a career where he needs an insanely high average.
and told the class, and now they all basically hate F. She wasn't very well liked before, but now she was actively phased out of conversations. When there were social gatherings at school, outside of school, she was excluded. It's at the point where she's crying every day. I feel bad for her, but it really is her fault, and she's facing her consequences. Her mother recently came to school screaming at me and saying that she's having mental breakdowns every day because of the social exclusion and bullying. She's saying I need to talk to the class and tell them they all need to include F or else. She also wants N punished for telling everyone. Whilst I feel bad for her, I don't feel fair punishing N because this wasn't some super private conflict. It was just a matter of group work, and as such, I never told N not to tell anyone. Furthermore, it's just common decency to not pull something like this, and F could have ruined his entire life. We're not in the U.S. Our high school grades matter. Is that what gets these kids college courses which determine their lives? Do grades not matter in the U.S.?
I can speak to this having lived in the U.S.
Oh, great. Thanks, Becca.
They do, yeah. No, not the asshole. You're not encouraging bullying.
They're allowing
this girl did
it,
a
though.
Fucked up thing. Yeah, no, but they're not. Like, right? Like, the bullying that they're describing is that the kids don't include her in the group activities, which, okay.
Yeah, I don't consider it bullying, but.
If you force kids to include someone that they don't like, it's gonna go poorly. Like, they're gonna, then they will include her and then actually bully her. Right now they're just excluding her. Mm-hmm. Which, like, I don't know, actions have consequences. Like, she tried to fuck over this kid's life, right? Like, all just because she wanted a higher grade.
Like, I think that's the better takeaway, though, is that this is a lesson to be learned, and, like, it's a hard lesson, but that's how I would have tried to frame it, I think. I wouldn't be like, well, that's what's going to happen. You were an idiot. I would be like, let's talk. And like,
you need to talk to her.
Yeah.
And be like, this is what happens when you betray people. They're not going to want to be your friend.
Yeah.
And that's what you need to learn from this.
And I think that's fine.
I don't necessarily think excluding her is bullying to a degree, as long as they're not being like mean about it. And I don't think that you letting them exclude, like, you not forcing them to include her is not encouraging bullying. Like, I think this has been twisted a little bit.
Yes, I agree that it's not bullying. Nothing in that story says this is bullying.
But, yeah, other than F, the student F being like, I'm going to delete his edit history.
Yeah, I mean, that's manipulative, certainly. I wonder why did you need the better grade? Like, what's the motivation to do this in the first place? But, yeah. I don't know. I don't think they're an asshole, but I think they, as a teacher, I would expect them
you would be the asshole if you didn't take this as an opportunity to, like, support this student who's obviously going through it.
Yeah.
And, like, she acted out for a reason.
That's my thought is, like, what led to this? I don't imagine it happens in a void.
You would be the asshole if you continue to just be like, oh, let them figure it out. You're their teacher. Part of being a teacher is dealing with these uncomfortable situations.
Is teaching.
Situations.
Teach a lesson. Yes. That was an interesting one. I liked that.
I do think that parents these days, like, I have some friends that are teachers, and they are like, the parents are awful. These days, like, they will call the teacher and yell at the teacher if they give the kid a bad grade, or like,
oh yeah, I've heard, like, about that.
Yeah, or like, oh, there's drama between my kid and their friend, like, I'm gonna call the teacher and make them deal with it. Like, it's rough out there. I've had friends that have, like, come home from parent teacher conferences crying because parents have spent the whole time yelling at them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm making $30,000 a year to teach your kid English.
Please leave me
that
alone.
They already speak. Please leave me be.
Please. Please. Yeah, ugh. I feel that. I wanted to go into teaching. I went to college to be a music teacher, but I never actually really got into the program or finished. And so that used to bother me a lot. But then when I listen to all my friends who did make it through and how terrible things are and how little they're paid and how little respect they get, I'm like, okay, the 10 years of shit was worth it to not have to deal with that every day.
Yeah. Yeah, I think about, like, if I was in a position where I was financially, like, comfortable enough, I would love to teach, like, high school math or something. But I'd be very picky about what I'd be, like, I'd want to do, like, honors math and, like, statistics or something. Mm-hmm. But I'm better off just going to, like, a community college or something if I want to teach for fun.
Not just for funsies.
Stats for fun.
That doesn't seem right. I think we're probably going to skip a break, right? Because we've only got about 10 minutes left. Do you want to read another one?
Yes, do one more, and then David and I are going to go eat some tacos.
What kind of tacos?
We're going to Machete.
Have I been there? Oh, yeah. I've been there. I had a really good quesadilla there. That was actually very good. I would go there again.
Yeah.
I should come to Denver again soon and get some good food.
Oh, okay.
And then you can come here, and we'll get good food, too.
Okay.
Once you're done with school.
Yeah, I'll come and stay for like a week and just work there.
That sounds so nice.
And then you can come here and go to Stoney's.
I love that salad. I honestly think about it all the time. Like, I make my salads here and I love them. They're great salads. But there's something about a bar salad that, I don't know, I can't tell you how much I love it. It's good.
Yeah, it's a sports bar in Denver. That's just like, it's a sports bar. It's good. The food's really good there. But like, Jess had their salad there once, and
but then we went back the next day and I got the same thing.
And talks about it all the time. And then the first night she was back in Denver visiting us for the second time, we went to Stoney's and she had to tell the waiter, like, I've been waiting 3 months.
No, David brought it up. One of you brought it up, and I had to tell the story. It's so good though. It's the cheese and that dressing with some fries on top.
Mm-hmm. And then when we were there, we saw the baseball game on TV.
And then we went to the
cool thing
game.
About living in a city is that you can see something happening and just feel like, let's go to it. And then we just went to the baseball game in like the fourth inning. It was
but that was a good game though too. I did really enjoy that.
I went
to a game here last week with Sabrina, and it was a delight. I think we won that too. It was close though. I had joked like, oh, it's going to break open in the bottom of the or in the sixth. In the bottom of the sixth, we got a bunch of runs. I was like, I told you, I just know baseball.
See, I don't even care about baseball, the sport, or like, I'm not attached to the Rockies as a team. But the games are fun to go to. Like, you sit outside, you have a drink, just hanging out. They're cheap, right? Like, if you go for like a weeknight game, tickets are like $10. Mm-hmm. It's just fun.
That was the game where I caught the bag that was drifting through the breeze, and it was just the happiest moment of my life.
I know, I have it on video because there was this plastic bag that was like floating over our heads, like about 15, 20 feet over our heads. And I was just filming it going like, do you ever feel like a plastic bag? And then like it just drifts right into Jess's hands. And then everyone around us starts cheering like, yay.
Like I caught a foul ball. But I can tell like the way I said I caught it, like I felt so good. You know, that was a pure moment.
It was pure joy. She's just like, I caught it. It was like you had caught a foul ball.
That's
like, you
how
were
it
just
felt.
So
I felt so accomplished. That was
You're
good
like
energy. That really set
crying,
the tone
tears
for that
of
trip.
Joy.
Yeah. That's the happiest I've been in my life. Okay, let's do one more. We got a couple minutes here.
All right. Am I the asshole for going to stay with my in-laws after my husband told me, quote, I shouldn't be here? When I tried to surprise him and getting him in trouble with his family.
I don't even want to
That's
be around
the title.
Anymore.
That's a lot of stuff. So my husband travels a lot for business and we don't get to see each other as often as I would like unless I go with him, which isn't always possible. I want to point out that I saw this post earlier and they did have their ages in the first sentence and now it doesn't. But I'm pretty
An
sure.
Edit.
I'm pretty sure, unless I'm thinking of something else, but I'm pretty sure this was the one where they were 23.
I'm scrolling down while you read. I'll find out. I know how you feel about that kind of stuff.
It could have been a different post that I'm thinking of, but they don't have the ages here anymore. Anyway, I found out he was going to be in the country his parents live in, and I thought it would be a nice idea to fly there too so I could surprise him and see my in-laws as well, since I haven't seen my husband since August and my in-laws since 2019. That's a long time to go without seeing.
Yeah, why?
Husband.
What is he?
He's not like deployed at war or something. Like, that's
as far as we know,
months.
One of them secret
that's a
wars.
Long time. Okay. Well, it didn't go as I had planned. I gotta be. I'm gonna interrupt again. I feel like this is going to end with an update where we find out that he has a secret family. Like, why has she not seen him for 2 months? Okay. Anyway, it didn't go down as I had planned. The first thing my husband said when he saw me was, "You shouldn't be here." So romantic. I love it when guys say that. Babe. When I asked him what he meant by all that, he said that he had a meeting that he was getting late for and left. Secret family. He's in town to see a secret family.
Secret family.
Honestly, his whole reaction really hurt. Yeah, no shit. Since I thought he would be happy to see me since we haven't seen each other in so long. I ended up going to see my in-laws since my sister-in-law was also visiting her parents, and she kept telling me to come over. When I got there, they were much happier to see me, but noticed I was upset about something. They kept asking me, and I told them about how my husband had reacted. My mother-in-law basically told me that I would be staying with them for the duration of my visit, since he couldn't appreciate me coming all this way to see him. Yeah, good mother-in-law. My father-in-law sent him a message telling him to come to their house for dinner since I was here. And when he got here, they basically told him off for how he reacted. Once dinner was over, my husband wanted me to come home with him so we could talk about what happened, but my in-laws kept insisting that I stay with them instead, and I ended up choosing to stay with them instead of going with him. My husband comes over.
She's sleeping with the in-laws.
My husband comes over every single night for dinner and is obviously very angry at me still. We did talk about it through texts the day it happened, and my husband was mad that I chose to stay. Then I ran to tattle to his family. Am I the asshole? No. Also, it's super fucking weird that he's visiting them in their home country and he's staying at a hotel. Like,
yeah,
he's
why wouldn't you stay? So everyone in the comments
family
says that he either has a secret family or he's at least cheating on her.
At least. I think he's got a secret family. Why wouldn't he be staying with his parents?
Mm-hmm.
Why would he just be coming over for dinner and then you're staying over with his parents? But I love that this is the in-laws' reaction. That they're just like, you're being a fucking idiot. She's staying with us.
The hell is wrong with you? We will take care of her.
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong
with
you?
Where they
live?
There's no other. There's another post by this person. I was looking through some of the comments. She said she's never tried to surprise him. He's usually good at adapting when there's a change in plans. They've talked about having an open relationship, but weren't interested.
Okay, here's a thread. Somebody says, info, your husband has his own house in another country? And she says, yes. And someone replies, he's having an affair. They said, probably straight up married to someone else. Yeah, he's got a second family and they're living in that house. Although then why would he be like, you have to come back with
me? Says that he had the houses before they got married, so I'm not thinking of them as ours, I think. Let me find this thread. He spends time at home. They usually live together. They have a house together. He owned the house since before they got married, and that was his primary address, so he never sold it, since he prefers having his own space instead of staying with family. He travels frequently for business, but they usually visit anyway, and he owns houses and apartments in other countries, but not in a different city of this country.
He's got at least two families.
This is weird. She doesn't think he's cheating.
Of course not. There are some people in the comments that are like, he was there for a business trip. He's probably just annoyed because he had his schedule planned out for the week and you surprised him and that
it
threw
could
everything
be
off.
I want to read the long comment
from
the poster
here. But
it's
just like, even if you are there for a business trip, what kind of business are you in where it's like, oh, like we're going to this dinner. My wife surprised me. I haven't seen her in 2 months. Do you mind if she comes to dinner? Like, what line of business would your coworkers be like, no,
like, no,
leave her at home?
She's the worst.
2 months is a long time to be gone. And that reaction is so cold. Like, if David were gone for a week and I surprised him wherever he was and his reaction was, you shouldn't be here, I'd be like, okay, we're done.
Okay, well, fuck you too, bud. I want to read this. I obviously, this poster is not an asshole. This is a weird situation.
No.
I want to read the one comment that they have here because it's a little bit longer. I honestly don't understand why everyone is assuming he's cheating. I don't think he is because he tries to get me to go with him as much as possible. If it weren't because I needed to be available for my parents, I most likely would have gone with him back in August. He asked me to go. He even wanted me to find someone to handle errands for my parents, but I told him I wouldn't feel good going when they needed me. I doubt if he was cheating, he would constantly try to get me to go with him. He also keeps in touch with me as much as possible. I have access to his schedule, so I know when he is free and when he isn't. 9 out of 10 times that he is free, he gets in touch. Majority of the times, he FaceTimes me. Also, my husband is the type of person that if he wanted to sleep around, he would be upfront about it. He isn't the type to sneak around. Before he used to date me, he would sleep around a lot. And all of these things people are speculating about him having a harem of women in different countries were more or less true. We spoke about it a lot when we first started dating, and I made it clear that I wasn't going to date
him. So when they started dating, he did have, like, bitches in different area codes?
That is what it sounds like. Yeah, that's why I wanted to read that.
Okay.
So I feel like...
Yeah. People don't really change that much. I'm sorry.
What a...
If he was hoeing around before, he's hoeing around now.
Hoey. Got that hoey energy.
Yeah.
Well, she's not an asshole, but she should get divorced.
It's not like he's not... It's not like this guy's going to be like, I got a bitch in every continent, including Antarctica.
Yeah. And I know a scientist down there.
One day he just wakes up and he's like, you know what? I want to be married and I want to not see her for months at a time, but I will be faithful as fuck.
I'm so in love. I mean, it's possible, sure, but all signs point to a harem, as it's been called here.
A harem of women.
Weird.
Gotta be honest.
All right, I know we're at time for Becca, so before you go, you know, thanks for giving me these 35 minutes. It means a lot to me.
Okay. Have fun
With
your bolognese.
Oh, it smells amazing in here. I haven't even added the tomatoes and the seasonings yet. I mean, I've added some seasonings. You layer it.
Goodbye, everyone. We'll see you next week with a somewhat pre-recorded episode. Sorry.
Laters.
Bye.